found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. How are you on a Monday? Jimmy B and Trent. And, of course, we roll all the way till 6 o'clock this afternoon right here on the Big Talker 1700. Terrific show lined up. Coming up at 4:20, John Bowenkamp will be our guest. At 5:15, we head over to ESPN and Zuba Mahente will be on. And then at 5:35, Wolfgang will join the show. That's the rundown for you today. Trent, how was your weekend, pal?
It was a good one, better than a lot of the teams that are sitting there shaking their heads wondering what's happened, both in college, NFL, and even high school football as Dowling Catholic goes down, Jimmy B. But, of course, the biggest news has to be the injury to Aaron Rodgers and how that really completely changes the picture, not just in the NFC North, the NFC as a whole, maybe the NFL as a whole, Jimmy B.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. And, look, wasn't it like two, maybe 3 years ago where he was out when he hurt his collarbone as well? And the Packers went in the dumpster. I hate to say it, but I have a feeling that this is going to be something similar, Trent. Look, he was playing terrific. We saw last week the great comeback that he had against Dallas, and then in the first half going down with the broken collarbone. Didn't like it either. He was barking at who hit him. I think it was Anthony Barr that got him. And from that standpoint, that changes the entire dynamic in the NFC North Division. I mean, it really does.
Oh, there's no doubt. And you look at, you know, what they have, Brett Hundley behind them. Heard Mike McCarthy just a little bit ago talking a little bit about it. They talked about they've had 3 years invested in Hundley. They don't expect to go out and bring anybody else. The question of Kaepernick came up. And Mike McCarthy was none too pleased to be answering that one. So, no, yeah, if you're looking at that, it does not appear likely that that's a route they're going to go down.
No, they're not going to do that. They're going to sign a D3 quarterback now who doesn't have any NFL snaps at all. I'm sure they'll do some shopping around just to see who might be able to help them in a pinch. But, look, this is disaster. Disaster for Green Bay. And then they lost linemen, too. Bulaga's out again, and they lost another lineman as well in that game. So this was not a great Sunday yesterday for the Green Bay Packers. Trent, if that's the case, how much does that open up the door? And I'll leave the Bears out of it here just for a moment. For the Minnesota Vikings or even the Detroit Lions, do you see it really now being a real cluster at the top with those three teams?
Not really. I mean, have you seen that Detroit team play the last 2 weeks in
typical Lions fashion?
Yeah. They hand out a contract extension to Jim Caldwell. They promptly lose the next two games right afterwards. Yeah, they came back and made it a game against the Saints. I don't trust them. I would say right now the Vikings are not prohibitive favorites, but pretty good favorites right now. I think the gap is pretty substantial there. Green Bay has been able to do it with all those injuries that have piled up, but this is the one, obviously, they could least afford. It goes without saying that this was the one that was keeping them afloat. And now 10-6 probably gets it done. I think the Vikings can get to 10-6. I don't think the Packers can get to 10-6 without having him out there. I don't see the Lions getting to 10-6, so I think the Vikings are the favorite, and I think there's a gap after them now.
Wow. Wow. Interesting. That's really going to be very interesting what takes place. And, of course, with what your team did with Mitchell Trubisky yesterday as well. You got to be pretty pumped about that.
Well, I mean, he didn't do a whole lot out there.
they found a way to win on the road.
Sure. They're not going to be very good. They're not going to win the division. Okay. They're not going to get to the playoffs. They won a game against a bad Baltimore team. That's it. Nobody's good in the NFL, Jimmy B. I've been saying it for weeks. Nobody's good.
Yeah.
Nobody is good in this league. All right. The Eagles are all right. But do you trust the Eagles? Do you trust Carson Wentz in a playoff game right now?
No, not yet.
Who do you like? Who's good? Who's good, Jimmy
B? Thought Kansas City was until yesterday.
I told you.
So I told you, Jimmy B.
That thing had trap written all over it. Oh, yeah. Everything's going wrong with Pittsburgh. Hey, they dominate. They dominate Kansas City. And it happened again. There isn't anybody good. We're getting to the point that Tagliabue wanted. Everybody's going to go 8-8 this year.
I don't think that's going to be
going
the
8-8.
Case.
Well, of course not, Jim.
I don't think that's going to be the case.
It's called hyperbole.
Look, I know that. I know that. That's a hard word for me to say. So I'm going to stay away from the hyperbole thing. But, look, after I watched the New York football Giants just utterly tear apart what many thought was the best defense in the National Football League in the Denver Broncos, without any receivers, it was amazing. I couldn't believe what I was watching. And then the New York Jets got robbed on a touchdown. They might have beaten the New England Patriots if it wasn't for that. You know, I mean, this is nuts. I don't think he wants 8-8, but I think you're right from the standpoint that there's no super team. Not at all. Like in college football, the super team is Alabama. We know that.
Well, who else other than them's good?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah. Who other than Alabama's good?
Yeah.
This 2017 is going down of a bunch of crap football. That's what's going to be happening here. That's all we're getting. That's all it is. Are you confident that Penn State, a team that needed a final play to beat Iowa, is a team No, I'm not confident of that.
No,
I don't think Wisconsin is a top 10 team. I don't think they're a top 5 team. I don't think they're very good either. But they beat everybody in front of them. They're not going to get a challenge until week 10 against Iowa and then Michigan after that. And they get both of those games in Camp Randall outside of there's one game. We'll get to that a little later, Jimmy B. One to circle for you for the Badgers schedule before they get to that point. But look around college football. Who are you excited about? Who are you confident with? There isn't anybody. Are we just, all right, roll it out there. Alabama's going to roll through. Maybe Clemson will come in the back door and we'll get to see them again.
Maybe.
But outside of that, it's just, I don't know. But football, I love the upsets. I love the craziness to it. But the product, is the product good right now? That's what I keep asking myself every weekend.
What about this? Maybe it's not that. Maybe it's that other programs have caught up. That could be the case, Trent, where now there are so many good players that even if you've been a also-ran or a around 500 team for the last few years, you get yourself five or six guys that come in, and the next thing you know, you're as good as the so-called top team in your division. I mean, look, we watched Washington go to Arizona State.
Who's terrible.
A team that couldn't.
They're terrible.
They can't stop anybody. And they held Washington to a touchdown.
Yeah.
Washington State
scores 3 points against Jesse Wilcox and the Cal Bears on Friday night. Clemson, as soon as Kelly goes down, looks like they have no clue. Kelly Bryant goes down. He had the injury, and then he got the concussion on top of it. On and on and on. Jimmy B, I don't know if it's a case of other teams catching up. I think everybody else has taken a step back because I'm not all of a sudden seeing great plays out of this team. I saw Washington State look like garbage. I saw Washington look like garbage. I saw Clemson look like garbage. On and on and on.
Yeah.
It wasn't these teams that were playing so well and pulled an upset. Iowa State, when they pulled the upset 2 weeks ago, they played well and pulled off the upset. That wasn't the case this weekend. It was just teams playing down to their competition and playing bad football. And that's the frustrating part. I don't think it's teams catching up. I think it's these teams that we think are good just frankly aren't that good.
You might be on to that. I mean, it was really interesting what took place on Friday night and then all day Saturday and Saturday evening. Just one big upset after the next. And that was nuts. It really was. Oklahoma got a scare from Texas, but they found a way to finally hang on and win the Red River Shootout, or whatever they call it now. Is it the shootout, the showdown, the rivalry? What the hell is it now?
It's always the shootout, Jim. And it will always be the shootout, regardless of what the snowflakes try to tell us. It will always be a shootout. Hey, here on the local front, Iowa State demolishes an awful Kansas team. 45-0. Just doing what you're supposed to do in that spot, Jimmy B. Dominating. Good to see. Go out there, even after the rain delay, the lightning delay, and pulverize that team. Iowa State, there's not many times where Iowa State looks to be physically imposing against another Big 12 school. That was the case. That Kansas team, they didn't even belong on the same field.
Oh, no, not even close. That might have been a high school team that might have been able to beat Kansas. I mean, they were just terrible, did not want to be there. It was painfully obvious almost from the get-go, Trent. And look, you were right. That was, 23.5 points. And I thought that it would probably be because we both felt that Kansas might be able to score a few points, maybe score two touchdowns, and it would be like 41-20, something like that. And it would still be a blowout, but nothing like 45-0. And you can't get overly excited if you're a Cyclone fan because of who the competition was. But you can certainly sit back and say something to the effect of, all right, we did exactly what we were supposed to do, go out and pound that team into submission and not look back. And that's exactly what Iowa State did under extreme weather conditions, too.
Well, that wasn't the only thing you were wrong about over the weekend, Jimmy B. I know a couple of times this year you've been wanting to come in, beat your chest, but haven't heard you mention how you did on your picks this week, Mr. Brinson.
I sucked pond water. Look, when I turned off the Michigan State game, they were ahead 30-14. Okay, that's good. The only game I hit was the point spread for Texas-Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had Green Bay, Trent. What happens? Quarterback gone in the first half. Gone. Not returning. And now the report is he has to have surgery on his collarbone. Aaron Rodgers done for the year. So that cost me on that game as well. And like I said in the Iowa State game, I took the 23 points. And I thought, well, okay, they win by 22. It's still a blowout. But, no, I don't think anybody expected 45-0. And they were a Kansas team that did not want to be there, did not want to even go onto the field and play that game. And it was painfully obvious. And that's too bad for Kansas. It really is, because I know Coach has tried to get things going in the right direction there, but Trent, it is not working.
And then on baseball, you tried to make a witty tweet, and who's Jeff Turner?
Well, you know me, when I'm typing fast, and I'm at the refreshment stand, and I've been refreshed, Justin just didn't come out right then. But I did correct it. After I got blown up on Twitter for it, I did go back and correct it. So, hey, listen, it happens to everybody. Just happens to me that when I do it, man, oh, man, you would think that, I should, be able to spell everything correctly right from the get-go. Don't you ever misspell on your Twitter?
No. Very, 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 very rarely. That is something that...
Okay, so it's just me is what you're saying.
It's really you, yeah. It happens quite a bit. And even on your response tweet, you got something wrong there as well. I'm trying to figure out what it was, but you did something wrong too. Oh, here it is. Too many sevens and sevens. T-O. That's T-O-O. What did they teach you at Eastern Washington, Jim Brinson?
I told you. It was a late night. Late night. That game was late.
Spelling. Punctuation.
Not my strong suit.
In general, you have a little issues. That's
not my
all right.
strong suit.
Well, let's see if you can bounce back in a good way today, Jim. What do you think?
Okay, I'll try to do the best I can, pal. You know that.
We'll come back here on the other side. We're going to talk some Hawkeyes Media Day. And Fran is throwing out the superlatives already.
Yeah.
Mr. Bohannon. Yeah, something like,
just slow down.
Steph Curry.
Slow down.
He was asked about the two big freshmen, Garza and Nunji. What's realistic expectations for them? Very high, says Fran. Oh, this guy's always selling. I love it. Fran McCaffrey talk as Iowa Basketball Media Day happens today. A little football. And John's also a big Dodger fan, so... we might let him gloat a little bit with his team out to a 2-0 lead over the Cubs in the NLCS. Coming up next, John Bonacamp with us. It's Jimmy B and TC.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at BC Divide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
It's football season, and that means it is time to find your spot for all the big games. Trent Cotton here for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. 48 big screen TVs, all the games on college Saturdays, and the NFL on Sundays. Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. But it's not just about having all the great games on. You need more than that. You need great food. Draft House 50 has just that. Huge burgers. My favorite, the pizza burger. Ground beef, Italian sausage, mozzarella cheese, little marinara, and pepperoni. Big burgers, great sandwiches, pizza. You want to go with the lighter fare? They got salads and appetizers for you as well. And you can't forget about the beer. It's in the name, Draft House 50. Local beers on tap, microbrews, whatever you're in the mood for, make it Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. Your football headquarters, Draft House 50, 6240 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. I'll see you there.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Pushing snow with a Fisher Plows Extreme V plow that you'll find at Schuling Hitch isn't just a job this winter. It's kind of a rush, too. The Extreme V plow can change from V to straight to scoop. It's versatile and efficient. With the exclusive Fisher Trip Edge design and fast hydraulics, you'll get the job done faster. Shop for your new Fisher Plows blade at Schuling Hitch Company. Two locations off 2nd north of the Interstate Des Moines and Alexander Avenue in Ames. Or SchulingHitch.com.
I listened to jackhammers and honking horns on my commute this morning.
I listened to a great business book on Audible.
I think I'm now partially deaf in one ear.
I think I'm going to ask for a raise.
Is it bad that I can't stop hearing a ringing noise?
You should give Audible a try.
Excuse me?
I said you should give Audible a try.
Upgrade your commute. Ride with Audible. Download the Audible app and start your free 30-day trial today.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dudes Delivery. Food Dudes Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dudes Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dudes Delivery. Online, fooddudesdelivery.com.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net. For Wolf Construction, A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, wolfconstruction.net.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Welcome back, everybody. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock. John Bonekamp, you've heard him on our program many times. It's always good when we have him in to talk a little Iowa Hawkeye talk, and it's a big day for the Hawks right now. And John joins us on the Draft House 50 Hotline Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. John, good afternoon, man.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great. Give us a little, overall view of the basketball media day, especially when head coach Fran McCaffrey comes out and says pretty much, hey, I've turned guys into the NCAA for what I thought was cheating. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I found that really interesting because, you know, the discussion just, you know, he knew the question was going to come up because of everything that's happened, and he answered very honestly. He's like, look, you know, the sport needs to be cleaned up. It's good that the FBI is involved because, you know, now you have subpoena power. You know, there's things that the government can do in investigations that the NCAA can't. And he's like, there isn't any problem here, and, you know, and it's good for the game. And so, I mean, then when he brought that, when he said that about, you know, that he had turned in people before, I found that really interesting. But then again, you know, you start thinking about it, you're like, well, how many people have really gotten caught? And so, I mean, if he has turned people in, it just kind of shows you how ineffective the NCAA is if these coaches know about it and they're telling them about it and nothing gets done.
Well, when I heard that, the first thing that popped into mind was Bruce Pearl turning in Illinois way back in the 80s for violations, and we know how that turned out along with
right.
It. Certainly very interesting. And do you think that's commonplace? Do you think that there's a number of coaches like Fran that when they hear some improprieties are going to be turning them in?
Oh, I'm sure there is, because I think that, you know, I mean, one of the things he brought up today that you know, somebody asked him, do you shy away from recruits if you know there's an issue? And he's like, absolutely. You know, and you know, one of the things that is interesting about Fran and his experience is not only is he's a coach, he's a parent of two really good basketball players. So he's kind of seen the other side of the recruiting battle because they've been invited to some of these AAU things. And so he's gone there as a parent and heard things, you know, that other players have said and other parents have said. So, you know, he's got a double perspective on this, which I find really interesting.
John Bonekamp is our guest on the Draft House 50 Hotline. John, he also kind of indicated that Jordan Bohannon is Steph Curry. Okay, I know that Joe Bo is a very good player, but can we, like, pump the brakes a little bit? Did that catch everybody off guard?
I you know, and I think what he meant was, like, look, this kid can shoot from anywhere, and he's not afraid to shoot from anywhere. And, you know, I think we're going to see a different Jordan Bohannon this year. And, I mean, we saw a really good one last year. And I think, you know, by Fran seeing some of that stuff, I think he's seeing some things that in a progression of a basketball player that I think is going to be really important to this team, because I think he is going to be able to do a lot of different things this year. And that's going to make them a very, very good basketball team if he is, in fact, able to do some of that stuff.
Well, they need him out there playing at a high level. We saw that at the end of the season, not just shooting the basketball, but distributing. Still, the question remains, who's going to be behind him? I mean, you can't have Bohannon out there playing 40 minutes a game at a high-level point guard-wise, and they don't have a ton of depth in the backcourt as much as they have in the front court. Fran, have anything to say about who might fit there as the backup?
Well, you know, somebody did ask him, you know, who's the backup point guard, and he brought up Christian Williams, and he brought up Brady Ellingson, too. So, I mean, there's some minutes there where they can give him a break. But, you know, and something he had talked about earlier this, you know, in the summer, is Christian Williams may see some time at the two. So we may see more of him. We may see him at the one, Bohannon at the two. There may not be a lot of depth there, but they can do some interchanging of the parts. This team's just one big puzzle in my mind. And, you know, so that's one of those things where you're going to be kind of interesting to see what sort of combinations he has in the backcourt to kind of take to overcome that depth or your lack of depth that they have, because they are going to be able to play guys at different spots, I think.
All right, speaking of playing guys at different spots, Cordell Pensel, You saw him up close and personal. Lost over 20 pounds from down from, what, 250 down to around 235-ish, right in there, 230? What's he look like to you, and how positive did he sound after having that surgery and recovering?
Oh, he said, you know, one of the things I asked him, I said, what's it like to play without pain? And he said, you'd be surprised at how much of a difference you notice, because you feel more free. You feel like you can move without, you know, like something's going to snap or something like that. And he said, with less weight, you know, he was worried about, you know, is this going to make me not as strong? And what he's found so far is he's been able to play very well, even down 20 pounds from what he was. And he said he's been able to do more things outside of the basket, been able to drive, you know, to be one of those guys that can play 10, 15 feet away and drive the basket. So I think that makes him a very much more dangerous player. Well, what we saw last year, if you didn't know he was hurt, you would think this is a player that's got a lot of potential, you know, with the ability he has and the IQ that he has. Now all of a sudden you've got a player who's a little more explosive, and I think he becomes a very dangerous player if he really is. Can really do that.
John Bonecamp from the Burlington Hawkeye with us right now on the Draft House 50 Hotline. Media day at Iowa City for the basketball team. Well, a lot of depth, a lot of guys that can score, newcomers that can score in Nungy and Garza. But how do they get better on the defensive end after last year, the sieve that was the Hawkeye defense?
Well, he brought up about the defense and some of the things, and I asked him, I go, you like how this team's playing defensively? And he said, most days. And then he's like, some days, not so much. But I mean, I do think that it is a work in progress defensively, but I really think they're going to be very good at blocking shots. And I think there's going to be a lot more rim protection, and that's something he brought up. That, you know, Tyler Cook has gotten a lot better at, you know, playing defensively inside. And when you've got now, you've got 2 6'11" pieces that you can play inside, that's going to give you, you know, and you've got to, and it's already a very long team to begin with. I just think they're going to be better defensively, but it's a mindset. Defense is always a mindset. You're going to have to want to play defense. And again, when you've got guys, when you've got that deep of a rotation, if you're not playing defense, he's not going to play. So there is going to be, bench is going to be a pretty good teacher this year, I think. And so that's why I think, from that fact alone, they're going to be better defensively, because if somebody's not playing defense, they're not going to be playing.
All right, then this brings me to the question when you talked about the size and length. Could there be a possibility at times that we would see Cook, Garza, Nungy, all on that front line doing what they do?
Yeah. I mean, I think you could look at the 12 to 13 guys who are going to play, and you could draw five names out of a hat, and at some point in the year, that might be a combination you see. You know, and so, I mean, and the players talked about that, too. They have been doing so many different things in practice, and it's really, I think, made them a very competitive team with each other. And so I think I think you can draw any five names out, and at some point in the season, you're going to see that combination on the court. That's just the way it's going to be with this team, I think.
Well, John, the expectations close to the program seem to be different than they are nationally. You know, nationally, I've seen a lot of early brackets that people have put out. I saw one Friday from Shelby Mast, who does them for USA Today. He didn't have the Hawkeyes in. Why does there seem to be a disconnect from, you know, the guys like you that are beat writers that follow this team every day, guys like Jim and me that watch this team, and then regionally and nationally where people say, yeah, maybe they'll be a bubble team. It feels like the people close to the program, the beat guys, think they're going to be a lot better than that.
Well, the wise owl knows everything.
Right,
know
right, yes.
But the reality is that I think nationally everybody looks and says, well, Peter John's not back. And I don't think what they realize is that yes, he's gone. Yes, you're missing that big shot guy. You're missing that big scorer. But they don't realize, I think, how deep this team is. And it was a deep team last year, which is why they shouldn't be thinking that way. But, I mean, I don't think they realize that the ability, and again, they haven't seen the two freshmen play in the summertime like we did.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think it's just the lack of some familiarity with some of the roster, but I have this feeling by the time when January rolls around, they're going to know this team.
We're having a conversation with John Bonenkamp, Burlington Hawkeye, here on the Draft House 50 Hotline. All right, John, let's quickly go to football before we let you run. After the bye week, gave guys a chance to kind of heal up those bumps and bruises at least a little bit. But Butler, the running back, still is apparently not going to play. Has there been any decision to try to get a medical redshirt for him yet? Or are they still just kind of mulling that around to see if indeed he does get better before the end of the year?
I do think, I know that came up last week, and I believe it was on his radio show, Kurt said that, but I just don't see him playing anytime soon. And so I do think that they will probably look at that and probably try to see if they can get another year out of him, just so you can have an experienced running back next year after Akram Wadley leaves. I think you're almost at that point in the season when, you know, do you really want to use the guy? I don't think you want to use him unless he's 100%, and I don't think he's close to 100%. So I just think that's probably right now. I mean, you never know how a guy's going to heal. You never know how he's going to be a week from now, 2 weeks from now. You never know what's going to happen to Akram Wadley in the next couple weeks. You know, you just don't know. So I think they're going to do a wait-and-see thing, but the longer this goes, the odds of him not playing this year really go up.
So it's Northwestern who gets it done over the weekend against Maryland, a nice victory for the Wildcats. Kind of rounding into form, starting to play better. That offensive line still has some issues up front, but Thornton can sling it. Jackson can run it. Challenges as they get ready to come back off the bye week with Northwestern. It seems like there's still already people out there saying, hey, they're going to get to 6-2, and then it's Ohio State coming to town. I think people got to slow down a little bit. Northwestern, not exactly an easy place over the years for the Hawkeyes to go.
No, I mean, they've had their issues up there, you know, in the past, and then they've also had some games where they've played really well. I just think this is a game they're going to have to play well in. I think coming off a bye week, I don't think you can't afford to go up there and be rusty. You can't afford to you know, have any sort of a hangover from not playing, you know. And because you're going to be healthier now. You're going to have guys that have been a little bit banged up that are going to be a little healthier. You should go out there and play well. But you're right. Northwestern's a tough place to play. You don't know what you're going to get out of them sometimes. And so that makes this kind of a dangerous game for Iowa. But I think if they can play well this week, then I think you can really start thinking, okay, where can they be when Ohio State comes to town? Because, you know, let's face it, their margin of error has run out. Mm-hmm. And if they want to be serious contenders in this division, they can't afford to dump any more games. So this is going to be a pivotal game for them, I think, to set up the second half of the season.
John, just before you came on, Trenton had a quick discussion about the west of the Big Ten, and with Nebraska now just being god-awful, only Wisconsin, and they didn't look like world beaters, John. Is just the West is just not very good overall? That's it?
Yeah. I mean, I think if you go top to bottom, there's just some teams there that just aren't very good. And, you know, that's why, you know, in Iowa's situation, I mean, if you can win all those games in the West, you know, maybe you can still win this division. But you can't afford to dump anymore. And you can't. You have to play well. And so, I mean, that's why I said this is a pivotal time for this team, because this is a division that if you can win these games, if you could win at Wisconsin, if you could take care of your business at home, if you win at Nebraska, you could win this division. And so that's why now, you know, it's time for them to make a move, I think, because this division is in that situation right now that, you know, only a couple teams can take it, are really good enough to take it. And Iowa's kind of on that fringe of that. Where are they right now? Can they do that, or are they just kind of in the mix with everybody else?
Well, John, before we let you go, we know you're a huge Dodgers fan, so you told us even during the losing streak that you weren't worried about this team, and frankly, they just look a lot better than the Cubs right now.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, this is a team that won 104 games, and I think that's some of the things that right now, you know, I'm seeing some of the, you know, the Cubs fans, well, they're not doing this, they're not doing that. Well, a lot of that has to do with the fact you're playing the team that won 104 games.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're playing the way they're playing right now, the way they were playing in June and July. And, you know, I said that back in early September. That's not going to be an indication of what they're going to be like. You know, you think about how bad they were at the start of the month. You know, they're 2 games in the World Series. You think how good Cleveland was during that stretch, and they're done. So this is a really good team. You know, the Cubs, there's an opportunity for them to kind of get back in this thing. But, you know, the Dodgers bullpen, for starters, it's just so good right now. And so, and I was talking about this to somebody today. If you're going to get the Dodgers, you got to get a lead on them early, not one. You know, it's got to be a 2 or 3 run lead. It just can't be a 1 run lead. So that's for the Cubs. That's what they've got to do here in the next couple of games. Otherwise, this is over.
Do you give the Yankees any shot at all against the Astros being down 2-0?
You know, I mean, they had a chance to win Saturday, and so, I mean, you're home now for the next three, you know, at least the next 2 games, and you want to get into a third game. The opportunity's there to kind of get back into this, but, you know, same sort of deal. You got to get a lead on them. You've got to put some pressure on them, and right now they haven't done that in the first couple of games. That's a really good Astros team. That's a fun team to watch. And if it's an Astros-Dodgers World Series, I think it's going to be, you know, I mean, Dodgers will win in 5, but I still think they'll be good.
Look at that, the wise owl throwing out predictions.
The wise owl's never wrong about this stuff. You guys should know this by now.
John, always great catching up with you, our friend. We will talk again down the road. And, well, you got all the Frans out of the way for the day. What was the one that made you cringe a little bit of the Fran comments today? Was it the Steph Curry-Bohannon comparison?
No, I got what he was saying, but I did find the comment about, you know, that he's turned teams in really interesting, because it makes you wonder how many other coaches have done that and nothing's happened. And, you know, so it kind of really, I mean, we're all doubting the effectiveness of the NCAA right now. You know, that's one of those things that I think if you open the door a little bit further, you realize this is a really ineffective organization right now.
Thank you, John. It's always good, pal, when we catch up with you. You have a great day.
Yep, have a good one. See you later.
Thank you, John. All right. John Bonenkamp on the Draft House 50 hotline. Good stuff out of him as always. Yeah, I was really kind of taken back when McCaffrey said that he had, you know, turned in some teams, and I'm going, really? Wow. And you brought up the perfect one with Bruce Pearl when he did that to Illinois. Yeah, as soon as you said that, I remember that one, yeah.
Jimmy Collins and Ludie over at the Illini. Deion Thomas, a Jeep, and $75,000 cash is what they alleged. But, of course, well, it was Illinois, so nothing happened to the Illini. Imagine that, huh?
Amazing how things like that work, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll come back here on the other side. I got a little treat for you, Jimmy B. I'm going to take you back in the Wayback Machine on the other side. Going to go back 11 years ago. That's coming up next here.
Okay.
As we'll take you up until 6 o'clock. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, Zubin Mehente from ESPN. He'll be here as well. And you can always join us at 515-264-1700. Back with more Jimmy B and TC.
Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night football from Westwood One. Only on 1700 KBGG.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. 2 locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Sponsored by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at your local club warehouse or other fine retailers.
If your basement leaks or floods, or if you have mold, mildew, or a musty smell, call Midwest Basement Systems today to request a free basement waterproofing estimate. As Iowa's premier basement waterproofing and foundation repair contractor, Midwest Basement Systems will send one of their certified basement waterproofing specialists to visit your home and conduct a thorough inspection of your basement's foundation.
289-6000. Hi, I'm Tabitha Coffey, TV personality and small business advisor. Many of the businesses I work with just need extra capital for things like remodeling or purchasing more products. That's where Cabbage comes in, with flexible lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds when you need them without reapplying. Cabbage has supported over 100,000 small businesses. Get started at cabbage.com/transform or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K, 855-CABBAGE.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at Menards.
We're changing things up at Chili's. Even our song is changing.
Our old song was Baby Back, Baby Back, Baby Back. It was about ribs because that was our thing.
Everything's getting an update.
Our new menu is totally different. We made your favorite things a lot bigger.
We made our new burger half a pound. That's much bigger.
And the ribs are 30% bigger. The fajitas are way bigger, too.
48% actually. But that's, like, impossible to sing.
I don't know. Maybe just let me try it. The fajitas have 48% more fajitas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, baby, Chili's is back.
Baby Back, Baby Back.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-through options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
The Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Eleven years ago today, Jimmy B.
Wow, my man.
Oh.
Hey, listen, he was a good drummer, too. He played in bands when he was the coach of the Vikings.
Okay, I'll take
Did you
word
know?
For it.
Yeah, yeah, he was a drummer. Yeah. Oh, that was one of the greatest rants. That's up there with Allen Iverson's. We talking about practice. Bill Madlock's rant. Oh, that's just a good one.
And an Iowa Hawkeye.
Bears, yeah, the Bears are who they thought they were. Oh my gosh, was that all right? Refresh my memory here,
yeah.
Because I think I'm right here. Was that Matt Leinart? at quarterback that came out and almost won that game for them?
No, they had a big lead in that game.
Yeah, and then they lost it. Right, yes, right. Then they lost it. So the Leinart game was a little later when he came out there. Okay. All right, I was just trying to remember that in Arizona. Wow, that's incredible. It's that long ago. It's 11 years.
Yeah, I'm looking now, trying to find a little bit about the game. Let's see. Starting at quarterback, it was Leinart, Larry Fitzgerald.
Okay, I was right. Okay.
You weren't, though. You said coming back because they had a lead and they blew it. So, I mean, come on, Jimmy B. Don't be...
No, but I had Leinart right.
Right.
I did remember that part of it. Okay.
But they blew a big lead, and that's where the rant came from. It was back-to-back weeks.
Yes.
Where the Cardinals gave up huge leads and lost the game. Hey, speaking of the Cardinals, how about AP? Did not see that one coming.
You know, he carried the ball like 23 times for like 135 yards and two touchdowns. And it was an amazing performance from a guy. Well, he was obviously in shape because he'd been playing with, well, sort of playing with the Saints. But, man, oh, man, that was just what the doctor ordered for Arizona. Because, Trent, they had the worst running game in all of the NFL after they lost David Johnson. And Adrian Peterson was exactly what they needed. There was no question about that. They needed a stud running back. He's 32. Look, is he AP from when he's 28? No. But he's still a hell of a lot better than what Arizona had on their roster.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, it was Andre Ellington.
Chris Johnson. Yeah.
Who they cut to get AP in there. It certainly wasn't a thing of beauty, no doubt about it. But a win there and just a wild slate of the NFL, Jimmy B. I'm still shaking my head about the way Sunday went. Underdogs were, I think, 10-3 against. And the Denver Broncos, how do you lose that game to the Giants? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. I mean, I have no idea. No idea how Denver played so poorly in that game. And it's... Their defense, you would have thought that their defense would have kept them in the game, even if Trevor Siemian had difficulty at quarterback, which he did. Mm-hmm. But you would have thought that Denver's defense would have been able to bottle up the Giants, and they just ran over them. Just literally ran over them, Trent. I still think that people in Denver in the Mile High City are still shaking their head. They're going, what happened? How did this take place? Our defense is the best in the NFL, and look what happened. That's why in the NFL you just cannot predict. I mean, it's almost impossible. Your hero, Jay Cutler with Miami.
Wait, why is my hero?
Stinking up the joint. Former Chicago Bear quarterback goes to Miami. They're down like 17-0. And then in the second half, he throws a couple of touchdown passes, and they end up winning the game. The Bears on the road at the Ravens get out in front of that game, give up the lead, and then the Ravens tie it on a two-point conversion, and I think everybody in Baltimore thought, okay, they're going to win now. And then the Bears end up winning it in overtime. I mean, it was just, how about San Diego at Oakland? And they find a way on the last play of the game to win. There was, you know, there's always a weekend where it seems like it's just upset central, and we saw that yesterday.
A wild one, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And then tonight, Jimmy B, we get the Colts and the Titans.
Yeah. I know.
You always try to pretend like you're excited about things. You're not excited about this garbage, are you?
Not particularly tonight, no.
So you're going to be watching more baseball tonight?
I will, yes. I will have a baseball theme this evening. But you know me, I'll have the sets on in front of me, and I will watch both. Do you remember when the 49er-Rams game, was that a Thursday night game? Or was it a Monday night game? It was one of the two. And everybody was moaning and groaning, and it turned out to be a wild game, Trent.
Mm-hmm.
And both teams were like going up and down and scoring. For some stupid reason, I don't know if we're going to get that tonight in the Monday night game. I saw Marcus Mariota is going to play, so he's going to be the quarterback for Tennessee tonight. But how can you have any faith in the Colts?
You can't. You can't.
No.
No, you can't have any faith in that team. Absolutely not. They're terrible. They're absolutely terrible. But that's the reality of the situation and what it is. So, Jimmy B, as we go through the NFL, we talked a lot about that. Let's go jump back to Iowa State. So the Cyclones get it done against Kansas. Next on tap is Texas Tech. I told you this summer I felt like Texas Tech was going to be better defensively. It's not just that they've improved, but they're turning people over. They're generating turnovers and points off of turnovers. Nick Shimonick, the former Iowa Hawkeye, has been ridiculously good, as you expect most everybody in that system. So you go forward, you look at it, and you're kind of left wondering what's going to happen with this squad going forward. So Iowa State, they're at 4-2 right now. Where do the two come from to get to six?
I think they'll beat Baylor. I think that will be a win for them. And I thought about this Texas Tech game a lot, Trent. And all of a sudden, Tech has kind of hit the skids a little bit. West Virginia beat them over the weekend. And so they might be all of a sudden trending in the wrong direction. So Iowa State may catch them just at the right time. And you would have to think that with what Iowa State has accomplished in their last two games, the huge win, of course, at Oklahoma, and then the throttling of Kansas, but once again, I remind everybody, it's Kansas. This is a winnable game, a very winnable game for Iowa State. It's not like they're going to go in there and be 20-point underdogs. That's not going to be the case. In fact, I even saw some chatter, Trent. You'll die laughing at this, but I even saw some chatter that if Iowa State were to win this game at Texas Tech, they'd be 5-2.
They would.
They would be hosting TCU, which if they were undefeated, that would be the matchup between Iowa State and TCU, and that ESPN might consider going to Ames for game day.
Well, as we know, they've never been there before. So
have not.
Here's the other games that weekend. Oklahoma State's at West Virginia. Probably not. Let's see, what else do we have?
Is there an SEC game that's big that weekend?
No.
Not this weekend. Next?
They're at the cocktail party that weekend, Georgia, Florida, and Jacksonville. Now, Penn State's at Ohio State. That would normally be the one that
would
be.
That's where they'll go. But
they're in State College this week. Do they really want to be covering Penn State 2 weeks in a row?
Oh, right. Yeah, I see you there. Yeah, right? You're right.
Another one that does have some intrigue, NC State's at Notre Dame that weekend. Now, that's another one. Haven't been to Notre Dame this year. Possible relevance, especially. Obviously, Notre Dame has to beat USC this weekend for that to play out. And you got to figure NC State's off this week, so they'll go in 6-1. But Notre Dame, they're not going to go there after a loss to USC. But
no, they would not, no.
Jimmy B, it's not that crazy. It's not a great slate of games that weekend. You go through and you look at the matchups. It isn't a wonderful slate of games. Possibly. I could actually maybe buy this that they could be there. How nuts would that be?
I mean, that would be absolutely crazy. I mean, Ames would, the entire city would turn out. You know that. It just wouldn't be the campus kids.
Yep.
The entire city would be there. You know that. And they would have to offer up the best drinking water in the state.
Oh, you know that. Well, we got to take a break. We're way behind. Back with more Jimmy B and TC in a moment.
Your home and away voice for UNI football, 1700 KBGG.
Sponsored by Target. Trick out your Halloween at Target with costumes, candy, decor, and more. With scary good prices every week. Target run and done.
Jim Gray from Westwood One here with a Monday Night Football preview. Kevin Harlan and Hall of Famer Kurt Warner in Music City to bring you AFC South action between the Indianapolis Colts and the Tennessee Titans. Both are 2-3 with quarterback injury issues and underperforming defenses.
For the Titans, veteran running back DeMarco Murray says they will bounce back from their two-game losing streak.
Just got to focus in. Each player has to look at himself individually, offensively speaking. Defense play well. We can't have those guys on the field for that long. And offensively, we just got to, trust in ourselves. It has nothing to do with the coaches, nothing to do with the play calling. We have to, each player, each position group has to take it upon themselves and play better. Simple as that.
Indianapolis hopes to build on last week's win over the 49ers. Join us for the Colts at the Titans on Monday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long. Right here on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
Napa Know How.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
Now, we'd never tell you what kind of truck to drive, but what kind of snowplow? Well, that's a different story. For more than 65 years, Fisher Plows have been getting the job done reliably and efficiently. From heavy-duty commercial plows, V-plows, breakthrough deep snow drifts, or a personal snowplow for your half-ton truck. You'll find the Fisher Plow that's right for your need at Schuling Hitch in Des Moines and Ames. It's time to upgrade your blade with a new Fisher Plow from Schuling Hitch. Visit SchulingHitch.com.
At Progressive, we think your floral boutique is the bee's knees. In fact, it's all the bee's knees in every hive of bees and all the trees from here to Belize. Please. Everyone agrees. You deserve the expertise of Progressive Business Insurance. With over 40 years of experience helping busy bees and their knees glide with ease like a gentle breeze. So whether you're a worker bee, a queen, or none of these, buzz over to ProgressiveCommercial.com if you please. Faster than a bee's knees as he pollinates the leaves of three trees. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite.